Bakshish in Arabic is money offered to crooked officials to get rid of red tape. And so, no bakshish implies, quote, no more bribes. That's the name of a mobile telephone application conceived to primarily run on Android mobile handsets or smartphones. They merge cell or mobile phone technology with internet applications like email, information searching, and social networking. Its architect is 24-year-old Cameroonian-born Hevejia. He and fellow developers have been testing No Bakshish since early July. They're planning to formally launch it in August for smartphone users. The only thing users need to do is install the application on their Android phones, then click to find out how to obtain services from government departments. Jia says if public service consumers get accurate information, the number of people offering money in exchange for services will significantly drop. Experts blame Cameroon's endemic corruption and cumbersome procedures for creating businesses, a complex taxation system, various administrative bottlenecks, small salaries, impunity, and what they call unpatriotic behavior. No Bakshish users will be furnished details on the cost and steps to set up a business, get a driver's license, a business license, and birth or death certificates, among others. Jia says that way, they won't fall prey to unscrupulous officials and their middlemen who demand bribe to render services. He is hoping that users will share their experiences through social networking where they can name and shame corrupt officials. Since July, a local anti-corruption NGO called Un Monde Avenir or Future World has been helping to test the application on 20 business people in the capital Yaoundé, an economic hub Douala. The selected individuals regularly use administrative services. Jia says initial feedback from the trial phase has been encouraging. However, critics note that smartphones are beyond the reach of most of the country's 20 million people, the bulk of whom live below the poverty line. 41% of all Cameroonians have mobile phones, while about 1 million people are internet users, according to the Telecommunications Regulatory Board. Jia says a reduction in the cost of using mobile telephones and internet access rates will likely boost the use of the application. He is designing another version to run on non-Android mobile phones. The global corruption watchdog Transparency International has often ranked Cameroon along the top tier of corrupt nations. The country's taxation, customs, law enforcement, healthcare delivery, judiciary, and media sectors have frequently been labeled corruption hotbeds. Over 100 high-profile statesmen have been arrested and jailed since the government launched an anti-corruption crackdown in 2006. But experts say widespread malpractice has continued to cause huge economic losses to the country as tax revenues and foreign aid end up in private pockets, discouraging investors and slowing growth. Skeptics argue Cameroon needs a moral revolution to weed out corruption. But Jia believes a thousand-mile journey begins with a first step. He says No Bakshish is not a magic potion that will instantly stop corruption, but a contribution towards curbing the problem. For VOA Africa, I'm Tariq Divine Jr. in Douala, Cameroon.